Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wanted her name changed to Barb. I said, you got it.
Got it, Barb.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for not telling her friend why she unfriended her.
Huh?
This is an interesting one. Okay, she says, hey guys, I have an interesting am I the jerk? I'm a correctional officer.
CO?
Yeah, there's a woman I grew up with. I wouldn't necessarily call her a friend, but we speak every so often. We see each other maybe once a year. Let's call her Melissa. She was a correctional officer at a different facility a few years back.
Okay.
Now, she's been posting about a fiancé for the past couple of years. Never really any details about him. There were a few posts saying he bought gifts for her and her daughter, and my man is so good to us, etc. Well, I recently found out that this man is an inmate.
Ooh.
Currently in prison.
Ooh.
And it appears that she met him when he was incarcerated in the facility she worked in.
No.
At the time she worked there. He's been incarcerated the whole time.
Yikes.
Am I the jerk for removing her as a friend on Facebook and not responding to her asking why I deleted her? I'm so not okay with her choices. It's not only frowned upon, but against the law to start a relationship with an inmate that you met while in a position of power. Thanks in advance, Barb.
Barb.
So really the question is, we know why Barb unfriended her. She
right.
doesn't agree with what she's doing and thinks
sure.
it's wrong. Okay.
Doesn't want to be associated with her.
Fine. And it sounds like it is wrong. I think we all know that. That's fine.
Right.
The woman is in power. It is weird.
Love and lock.
But the question is she the jerk for not telling her why she unfriended her? Because I feel like you have enough to stand on here. I don't know why not say it. Why not be like, I'm unfriending you because what you're doing is so awkward and illegal and uncomfortable, and I don't want to be associated with you. I don't know. I take my job seriously. You don't?
Sure.
I don't know, but nothing?
I hear what you're saying, but...
Why does she feel like she can't tell her?
Why does she feel like she has to?
True.
If you already don't consider yourselves great friends, you know, this sounds like more of an acquaintance situation. right? Yeah. Where you're like, we talk every so often. We kind of have similar positions and jobs, whatever. I don't want to associate with that, so I'll just cut it. Bet. Okay.
True, but she said, am I the jerk for removing her as a friend on Facebook and not responding to her asking me why I deleted her? So maybe that's why. Maybe the girl obviously asked. It sounds like it she's saying not responding.
She definitely asked, like, hey, what happened? Why'd you unfriend me?
Now you're just not answering. See, the thing is, I get why we avoid confrontation, but you're so not in the wrong here. I don't know why you're avoiding it.
This wouldn't be a confrontation. This, like, would just be like an admission, like, yeah, you know, the guy you're engaged to, I don't agree with the fact and how you guys got to date.
You're making people in our job look bad and I don't appreciate it or something like that, right?
I no longer want to associate with you.
You're abusing the power.
But it's giving her the power back to tell her why. You don't, y'all just cut the relationship. All you decided that it wasn't no longer for you and you were done. Why do you have to tell her? You don't.
Is Barb the jerk for removing her as a friend and not responding when she asked why she deleted her? 414-533-1037. It's interesting because I think some are going to say, why bother? Don't respond. Some are going to say, step up and just tell her.
Just,
you know,
tell her.
If
let
she's
her
asking,
know.
Let her know. Sure. I don't know. I don't know if she's the jerk for this. You guys are going to decide today. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Barb, she changed her name. She's in the Kissmas Protection Program. Wanted to know if she's the jerk for not telling her friend why she unfriended her and removed her on Facebook and not responding when she asked why. We know why. It's because they both work at prisons, and the other woman started a relationship with an inmate, and she's not a fan of this, so she unfriended her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not telling her why.
She just unfriended her.
Unfriended her. Let's start with Melissa and Hubertus on day two.
Ooh, working towards that theme song.
Look out. We don't have a regular in Hubertus.
About too soon.
Ooh.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, woo! Melissa.
All right. Is Barb a jerk for not telling her why she removed her on Facebook and not responding when she asked? That's why
I am saying jerk.
Go on.
This is why, because I'm sorry, but people deserve a response. Like, it takes 2 seconds to just say, sorry, I don't agree with your choices, moving on. Like, really? You know what I mean?
Sure. Yes, because I like to get involved in everyone's problems. But DZ in this moment would say, not my chair, not my problem.
My chair.
But yes,
I know, but
I get you.
Even if she's an acquaintance, friend, whatever, like, just respond to the poor girl and just let her know, like, hey, I unfriended you because I don't agree with your choices. Like, let's go our separate ways.
Fair.
Bye.
So she's saying, just respond. That's what makes her the jerk, is that she's not responding.
Yeah, don't give it any, you don't need to give it any life, but give it a little light so that she at least understands why y'all aren't cool anymore.
Tell her.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. Melissa started off by saying jerk.
Jerk.
All right. Thanks, Melissa.
Have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Bye. We'll talk to you later for day three.
Leah is up next, and Leah's in Milwaukee, who ironically is driving to work at a prison.
Oh, Leah.
You didn't write in, did you?
You didn't write in. This isn't you, is it?
Are you Barb? Who are you here? Do you have a fiance that is at the prison? What's I have questions.
Who are you in this scenario? Nah. Good morning, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, Melissa said jerk for not telling her why she unfriended her and not responding. Do you think Barb's a jerk?
No, she's absolutely not a jerk.
Okay.
I actually work in human resources for the state prison system.
Yes.
And we have rules and policies in place that basically say you can't associate with inmates or people who are connected to inmates without having exemption requests.
So why doesn't she just tell, like, why didn't she just report her then? I mean, you don't even have to respond. Couldn't you just tell somebody like Leah that there's somebody that's engaged to an inmate online? Sorry.
I mean, she could. I mean, I don't know if she works for the state or the county, but she could definitely report it. It is an issue. It's against policy.
Well, then you don't know what they're bringing in or out, and that's, I get why it's against the policy, because all kinds of things, shady things could happen.
The convict canoodling.
Yep.
Yes.
Now, the way she just framed it for me helps me understand it like this. What are we doing? Why do we need to tell her? She knows she's doing something wrong and illegal. Why do you need to explain it to her? She knows the policies.
That's true.
She knows this is wrong. Why do I got to tell her, hey, I don't like what you're doing? You know what you're doing is wrong.
Mm.
I like it, Leah.
She doesn't care, though. That's, maybe she doesn't. Well, we all justify our own stuff.
True.
That's what we do in our minds when we're doing wrong stuff. This is why people have affairs and go and find all the reasons why, well, my wife sucks. That's why it's okay. I have an affair. No, it's not okay. It's not. But we come up with these reasons in our mind to justify why we do bad things.
Yep.
Let's be real, you know?
So why does Barb in this scenario have to do the right thing and tell her about
it? Pun intended.
But, see, the thing is that Barb is doing the right thing by cutting the communication.
Okay.
Fair.
Because otherwise, Barb could get in trouble. So,
smart.
He did the right thing.
Well, good. I got a real name if you want it. I'll tell you off. No, I'm just kidding.
Stop.
If you want to give Barb an extra, good job today.
We got you, HR.
I got a real name.
Well, shout out to Barb from HR for doing the right thing.
Shout out.
You got it.
Thanks for your call, Leah.
Thanks, Leah.
Yeah, take care.
She said, not the jerk.
Split down the middle.
Hey, yo.
And you know who's coming in third? Look out, everybody. In Milwaukee this morning, it's Mila.
Good morning, Mila.
Mila, you're a fireball.
I'm a tiebreaker.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing.
This is a good thing. On a Friday?
We love it, Mila. Good morning.
Mila, is Barb a jerk for removing her as a friend and not responding to her when she asked why she deleted her?
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not the jerk at all. Okay, these are grown people we talking about, and that lady knows the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And she don't need to give her no closure. She don't owe her anything.
True.
Mm-hmm.
If I unfriend you, I unfriended you for a reason. And she's probably looking at it on the side of, if we're friends, I'm not going to judge you for who you're dating. I'm just going to unfriend you because you know the rules of our job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let who you're sleeping with. You know, I'm happy for you and all, but I'm not going to let who you're sleeping with.
Can we talk about
jeopardize my money?
Would you put other people in weird positions, like people that work in the prison system with you who know you shouldn't be doing this, and now that you're putting it on Facebook and everybody can see it, that you're dating an inmate, and you're just like, now you're putting everybody else in weird positions too, if what Leah said is true, who just called, which is that this is not allowed.
Right.
So, yeah, you are putting other people in bad positions. And then to message and go, why'd you unfriend me is wild.
It's her paranoia going, am I about to get reported? Probably. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
She knew what she was doing was wrong. She knew why she got unfriended.
She knew exactly what she was doing was wrong. And for if the other lady, if Barb would have responded, it would have justified for her, like, oh, I'm okay. But then she would have been looking like, oh, do I hear anything? Is something going on? Barb's going to tell me because she's on my side.
Right.
No, worry not, honey. I'm on my side.
Mila said, I'm on my side.
Okay, now.
Line drawn.
Thank you, Mila.
You're welcome. T-T-I-S.
Hey, Wampa. Have a good day, Mila.
Bye, Mila.
You too. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you back.
The texts are interesting. Somebody said, not the jerk. It's okay to set boundaries with no explanation needed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, not the jerk. They're grown-ups. They don't need to explain why they unfriended someone. Now, Barb might have texted in and said, Melissa doesn't work at the prison anymore. She hasn't for quite a few years. So maybe she's saying, oh, she's now openly dating this inmate because she met him and was dating him while he was in. So she was doing it illegally when
she
was working. Yeah.
Still illegal.
Still
just because she doesn't work there now doesn't mean the basis of the relationship wasn't confounded on illegal basis.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Absolutely. You may not be the jerk for responding because silence is gold, but you are the jerk for putting this person on the radio for real.
Hey, it was Christmas protection.
That was Bella.
Oh, it was just Bella.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, thank you for all your texts. It's going to be not the jerk today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.